Right, so we're going to have a quick game, okay? And it's really, really easy. I'm going to need some people to blindfold my children here. And I think it should be parents, okay? Come on down, parents. Come and blindfold your children. And they don't have to be blindfolded the whole time. Okay, there we go. These are nice and silky. I don't know where they're from. I think they smell okay. Okay, so blindfold them. Okay. This is a very simple game. Okay. You get a bucket. You can't take it home with you. Okay. Now, okay, are you okay? Can you see anything? You do look like a pirate. Okay. And you, how about you? Can you see anything?
No.
Great job. What about you, Ashley? Can you see anything?
No.
Cool. Okay. So, can you hear my voice, everyone? I'm going to put down, probably about 2 meters away from you, a bucket, okay? You don't know where it is. And at your feet are some buckets, and there's 5 balls in each of them. What you have to do is you have to pick up the ball, and you have to throw it into the big blue bucket, okay? Now, just throw it too hard, because the bucket is in front of you. If you miss the bucket, you might hit some people, okay? But don't worry about that, okay? So are you ready? Do you want to go first? You go first. Oh, he can't. He don't know which one I'm talking to, does he? You did so well. Very big round of applause. Now, quick question. For you guys, how did that feel?
You couldn't see anything and you didn't know where you were going.
So it's pretty terrible being blind, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty terrible. How did you feel?
I felt like there was nothing that I could, like I didn't know where the bucket was, so there's no, you can't exactly know where it is.
You don't know where it is, and even finding the balls in the bucket were hard, weren't they? And what about you, how did you find that?
It was kind of stressful as well.
Stressful? I think that's great, of course it's stressful, not being able to see. We use our eyes so much, don't we? And they are a wonderful gift from God. And you can imagine how Bartimaeus felt when his eyes were suddenly opened. He could see everything. Can you just imagine the joy that man would have had? Amazing. Right, we're going to have a very quick sermon. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're just going to go back over the story. And there's 3 things I want to tell you about Jesus. No, they're staying there. Okay, so you can't go away, kids. Because I took hours to prepare these. I really did. So, there's 3 things we know about Jesus. The first one is this. Hold it up. What does it say? It says, here. Jesus, you see, Jesus turned up. Bartimaeus was sat on the floor on his bottom. And all of a sudden, this man turns up. Jesus, who is able to help him. And I want to say to you this morning, as we are in church, the Bible tells us through the Holy Spirit that Jesus is here. And you may think, well, you know, Jesus, you know, died all those years ago. No, the Bible tells us that Jesus is alive and by his Spirit is present when his people meet. So if you've got stuff, you can talk to Jesus about it today because he is here. And the other thing we know is that actually Jesus is interested in what's happening in your life. You may think, well, nobody's bothered about me. But I have to tell you that Jesus is interested in your life. And he is here. So the next word, oh, there you go. You can hold that. He helped. No, that's not the right one. What did you do that for? This is the right one. Ah, there we go. Herd, okay? Not as in herding cats, but as in fact that listens. And the Bible says that when we talk to God, when we talk to Jesus, that he always listens. I don't know, lots of kids around here today. It's great to see you. Do you think, I'm going to ask you three, do you think your mum and dad always listen? Yes, yes, yes. Well, as a dad, I have to say no. Let's be honest. There's times you think, no, blah, blah, blah. Can I have this? Can I have that? But actually, the brilliant thing about God, the thing about Jesus, is the Bible says that he was always listening. He's always interested in the prayers we pray. And maybe there's big stuff happening in your life. I want to say that as you pray about it, you need to realize that God is listening. And then lastly, quickest sermon ever, it's your turn, okay? Do you know what that says?
Helped.
Excellent. You see, when people were around Bartimaeus, most people, you know, there was the crowd, wasn't there? Some just said to him, yeah, shut up. And then afterwards, someone said to him, come on, get up. Go and see him because he's going to do something for you. And the truth is, when we look at Bartimaeus' life, what was he? He was smelly, he was dirty, he was poor, he had no hope, he had no future, he was blind, he was destitute, and yet Jesus helped him. Can you imagine how his life changed? He could suddenly see, which meant that he could suddenly go out and be on his own and do things. He could go back to work if he ever had a job. He could learn. His life was transformed because Jesus helped him. No one else was able to help him with his sight. Only Jesus. And I want to say to you this morning, whatever you're going through, whether you feel life is hopeless and life is difficult, there is a man who can help you. And that is Jesus. And that's what Bartimaeus discovered. There is a person who is able to help. And it's Jesus. And I want to say to you today, Jesus is only a prayer away, and he can help you and can transform your life. But it's for us to call out to him. So we're going to finish, and I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing. So let's pray, shall we? Let's take a moment just to think about what I've just said, that Jesus is here, that Jesus will hear our prayers and Jesus will help us with all that we need. And this morning, maybe there's things you need to bring to him, circumstances, situations. Maybe you're in need financially. Maybe health is not great. Maybe emotionally you're really struggling. Let's pray, shall we? Well, Father God, we want to thank you that Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you that his power has not changed. His love and compassion is still the same. That he watches over our lives and will hear us when we call. And I want to pray today, Lord, that as people reach out to you, as they reach out to Christ with their needs, with their difficulties, Lord, I want to pray that you would answer them. You would bless them, you would bring healing, you would bring hope, you bring transformation into their lives. And now, Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.